Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Zach Columbia. I am in studio with a special guest, Joey Spitz from Kinotech. Welcome to the podcast, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You are here for the Grow Summit.
That's right.
You've sponsored the Grow Summit. Is this your third or fourth year?
This is our third year. One of our most successful conferences that we attend.
Yeah. Love having you guys, but this is your first one.
You sent
the team out.
That's right. It's been so well received that it felt like now I got to come out here and see what all the hype is about.
You're here, man.
That's right.
So awesome to have you. I learned about Kinotech several years ago when we actually added stretch therapy
to
our facility. And it was like, hey, Evans Arm and Training, seeing you stretch, said, hey, if you guys are going to do stretch, you got to add Kinotech. We brought it in. We got the camera. We're scanning it. And we already had Semi-Private Pro at that point. We're using it at our facility. And I was like, there's something here. This is a really, really close alignment with what we do. And so I kind of saw this vision of like, man, if we can get our platforms to talk to each other, we can use this. It can connect to Semi-Private Pro. That's going to be incredible. And so I kind of planted that seed at the Grow Summit with David, one of your founders, right?
That's right.
And just kind of kept working him. And, eventually we made it happen, which is really cool.
It's been a great partnership, getting to work with you and your team. And it's the classic, you add two different pieces together and the cliche of the 1+1=3, where people are really able, I think, to provide that nice balance of data-driven insights, but in a way that's accessible, that leads to that, well, what are we going to do about it? How can you help me? Conversations that are a little bit easier to get people involved, whether it's in personal training or small group class or any of the above.
Yeah, dude, it is a great tool. We love it here. Our users that are on Semi-Private Pro that are using Kinotech, like, they love it. But for everybody listening that maybe doesn't know about Kinotech, why don't you walk them through just kind of the backstory and what exactly it does?
Sure. So Kinotech is a movement assessment technology. In short, it helps people understand how they're moving and provides insights not only in terms of numbers, but reporting. What does this actually mean? And how can the facility that you're at help address some of those musculoskeletal issues or movement deficiencies, lack of mobility? Really, where we see the landscape right now is this growing wellness category. And there's a lot of technologies and tools in that category, but owning the movement space because it provides people a real window into their goals. What does movement as an abstract concept have to do with adding strength, losing weight? Well, up till now, that conversation has been reliant on the trainer's eye. Or been reliant on me just kind of verbalizing to you what I'm seeing. And that's okay. We aim to help be a tool for the trainer, in no way replace the trainer. But when that trainer now is able to, in a few seconds, hold up a tablet or the camera, have someone move, collect data, and this is, as you can attest, very fast. We're talking 30 seconds, 60 seconds to collect that data. Now they have all of this information that they're able to show someone, be able to point out their asymmetries, their movement compensations, their range of motion. And what's great about the platform is it's not just going to report that out, but connect those dots to the so what. This is what this means. This is how I can help. And it allows for conversations around whether it's selling someone to personal training or just getting someone more motivated around their goals, have greater specificity without it being intimidating or overwhelming amount of numbers.
Yeah. There's something that we teach here, which is productization.
Yeah.
Right? And so when you're meeting with a prospective member, you're really selling them what I call a concept, right? And the concept is a promise through a process. So you're saying, hey, here's our special way of doing things. This is our training system. This is our approach to training. That's how we get you the results, yep. right? So we're making them the client a promise. We're saying, here's our process. But where things tend to fall apart for gyms is the productization. There's when clients are coming in and doing the workouts and they're going through the system, there's really nothing that connects the dots for them that regularly reminds them, hey, this is the process in action, other than just the workouts. So the clients are coming in, they're sweating, they're out of breath, it's hard, but they kind of start to like forget of, hey, there's this whole system that and methodology that exists in the background that I'm following in order to get the results. With KinoTech, what I love is it directly supports kind of this productization of, we can bring a client in, we can scan them, we can identify, you know, issue with their knee, an asymmetry when they squat, their hips are shifting, whatever it is, and we can show them that, and then we can train them, and then we can show it to them again, rescan them and say, hey, you know that asymmetry that you had? Well, that's now getting better as a result of everything that we're doing on the training floor with our process, right? So it just brings in this extra layer of, I guess, proof
yeah.
of what we're doing is working, essentially.
It's a don't just take my word for it. Yeah. Let me show you the improvements that you're making, but do so in a way that's not using technical jargon or a bunch of numbers, but something where you can actually see, wow, that's what I look like on day one when I was doing that overhead squat. And now after sometimes even a single session, let alone 4 weeks, 8 weeks later, this is a noticeable improvement that supplements. Not only do I feel better, but now I have data to support the improvements that I'm making. And that's such a powerful feeling that you're able to give to someone. And what greater way to demonstrate the impact that you're making as a facility or a trainer than that? And that's really just to emphasize this point. That's the key. Whereas now someone could verbalize that, hey, you've improved, you know, the range of motion when on your shoulder flexion. And for some that may be helpful. But when I have a visual, when I have a report, and when I can kind of trust and verify, it just elevates the entire conversation and the entire experience.
It's definitely a differentiator.
Yeah.
Between your gym and some other gym that they go to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even from a consultation standpoint, if you're having somebody come in and you're doing a screening with them and you're able to show them, hey, here's all these, you know, movement quality issues that you have, this helps us design your programming and figure out the approach that we're going to take when we go and train you. If that person then doesn't sign up and they go to one of your competitors and they do a consultation or a free workout, right? That's always the thing is like, you just, oh, you got to experience in order to know what it is. And so gyms offer free stuff all the time. Come yep. in, do this free workout. I would say that being able to say, hey, you know, Mrs. Johnson, like before we ever even train you, we're going to get all of this information and this data on you to know what to do with you and to know what we're going to, Miss Johnson's scared. She's afraid of exactly. getting injured. And so with us saying before we ever do anything, we're going to go ahead and scan you. We're going to know exactly what to look for when we do train you, how to train you. That to me justifies a much higher premium that you can charge and differentiates you as the professional than the gym that's like, come on in for a free workout. Or even if they just do a consultation and don't do any of that stuff, you now, like, which one are they going to choose?
Well, you're offering personalization. Gone are the days where someone's simply, you know, checking in, jumping on a treadmill. People want to feel like you're providing something that's specific to them and to their goals. And you nailed it in terms of kind of the playbook. What we see the majority of our customers, what they're doing is in that initial consultation, they're getting the intake information, goals. Most of these people have never had their movement assessed before. So they will do that movement assessment. And sometimes it's as few as a single movement or two. Show back, hey, here's where you're at today. You had mentioned you wanted to run that 5K or even just acts of daily living, lift that grandchild. Well, here's what we're seeing with the KinoTech data. with the services that we offer here, if we can get that range of motion or if we can remove that compensation over time, we're going to reduce pain. We're going to help you achieve that goal. And it takes what otherwise may feel like selling an invisible product to something specific to that person. So it's personalized, it's goal oriented, and to your point earlier, allows them to track their progress over time so they can really feel like, yeah, you know, I am getting better here. And the last piece is in terms of that differentiation, when you're able to sit down with someone, walk them through that, especially, you know, if you have like a TV screen and you're literally going through much like you would an MRI, an X-ray, it really feels like this is not your run of the mill gym. This is something that's tailored to me, to my goals, is backed by data and science, but still approachable.
Yeah. And so we see it as a benefit for the sales process.
Yeah.
We also, we use it for onboarding. We use it also as like a retention tool.
Yeah.
Because again, just going back to that productization, if we can bring somebody in, we can say, hey, you're progressing. We can show them that data. It's in the reports and say, look at this. Like you weren't able to even, you know, you weren't even able to squat like, you know, a decent amount. Your range of motion was very limited. And now we can show that to the client, just another layer of proof that this is working. How are you guys seeing maybe just across the board, whether it's, you know, because I know you guys have physical therapists that use this. There's gyms that use it in a training model, not in a training model. Country clubs we were talking about before the episode, we started recording. Like, how are your customers using this platform? Like, in what ways?
So let me quickly, I'll share a story that I think illustrates it well. So we work with a company called HealthTrack, 16 locations on the East Coast. They wanted a tool to help them launch their stretch programming and increase personal training. And they felt like the traditional methods that they were working just weren't moving the needle. And they found that when they could introduce a movement assessment with KinoTech to the beginning of those sessions, they could really show someone, hey, here's where you're at. Here's how our stretch or our personal training is going to impact you. And then be able, from a retention standpoint, 4 weeks later or right before that renewal comes up, to say, here's the progress that's been made. They were wildly successful, to the tune of $580,000 in a year in new revenues by using this technology, 625 new clients signing up for personal training and stretch. And the data point that I find most interesting is of that 625, about a third of them were longtime members. So it's not just helping people first impression upon coming in or on the retention standpoint, but people who've never thought about personal training before but have been using the facility, but now upon seeing their movement and being able with a good trainer to connect their movement data to a goal to say, huh, you know, I didn't think personal training was for me, but now I can understand how you'd be able to help. And the proof is in the data.
Yeah. And I think that's important because especially in across fitness, there's so many different philosophies, ways of doing things. And if their main focus is just weight loss, body composition, we know that takes a lot of time. And it's very difficult for a gym to control the outcome of that because we don't have somebody here with us. We're not 24/7. We're not slapping food out of their hands when they're going to eat something that they shouldn't eat. But we can control their movement quality.
That's right.
And so if we're confident in what we do, we say, hey, we got a great training program here, and we bring somebody in, we're able to really have this kind of like tool to educate them at the same exact time. And just, again, like connect the dots, tie it back to our program, say, yeah, this we're doing this on the training floor with you because of this. And we're seeing these improvements, and it helps just the more questions your clients ask you about your process, why am I doing this exercise? That's a good thing. We want them asking questions. Well, what does this mean when I'm looking at the asymmetry on the scan?
You're engaged.
They're engaged and they want to know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, and I can remember before we had semi-pro, before we had KinoTech, we would get these questions like, you don't know anything about this. Why are you asking questions? Like, just trust us. But it's fair for a paying client to go, okay, help me understand why I'm doing this. And now, and you know, an experienced trainer being in this industry for, if you're in the industry for 10 years, yeah, you can easily have that conversation with a client. A new trainer that's like just got their certification, fresh out of school, hasn't worked with a bunch of different bodies before, you're now giving them tools to say, like, hey, here's why we're doing this. Let me show you the report. We're going to go to your scan. Like, here's why you're doing this exercise or why you're doing this stretch or whatever it is.
You nailed it. And I think trust and education are the themes I'm picking up that you were mentioning there. Yeah. The analogy that I think about is, I don't know if you know, are like a car guy. I don't know much about cars, but if I were to take my car to a mechanic and the mechanic says, Joey, this is going to be $3,000 for this part or the other. How does that feel? You're like skeptical, offensive. You're operating from a place of ignorance and you just got to trust. And you start saying, well, do I really need that? I don't know. Should I get a second opinion? You feel like you're being sold to and maybe taken advantage of. Conversely, if that same mechanic says, hey, you know, Zach, I did a scan of your car. Let me walk you through what we're seeing. They walk you through the data and the visuals. And here's how I can help. Now that shifts the conversation from that initial hard sell of I'm just being sold to and I don't know any better to, okay, this person knows their stuff. They've done a personalized assessment of my vehicle and I can relax a little bit. I trust them in a way that I didn't before. That I think is really a representative of the conversations that we're having here, reducing that, do I really need personal training, to, oh, I see what you were talking about. Now I get it. Yeah, that makes sense.
The trust layer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And to your point about, you know, the different trainers, in terms of background and experience. So one, this is providing insight and detail that just goes beyond what the human eye can capture. Even if you've been doing this for decades, our chief movement officer, Dr. Marty Miller.
Yeah.
I think you had him on the show.
We did have him on the podcast. Yeah.
So he'll tout, he said, you know, I've been doing this my whole life in Major League Baseball, country clubs around the world. But this picks up things I didn't even see. But I would also add to that, that it's designed for the trainer to be able to have the conversation about what they are seeing in a way that they weren't before. And that to me is as much a core value to be able to get that buy-in, make it feel less like the hard sell and more like, hey, let's partner together and I'll train you. It's not in any way replacing the trainer, but giving them any more than say the x-ray is replacing the doctor, just as a means to better communicate with the patient or in this case, the potential client.
Yeah. So going back to Dr. Marty Miller, awesome podcast.
Yeah.
We had him on the episode and chief movement officer,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a cool title. So when we created Semi-Private Pro, we have the movement matrix, which is our score.
If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie cutter one size fits all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivate.com. kinotechpro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Bring system.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you score a client for their movement pattern, and then there's an exercise progression, regression tied to that. Well, part of the idea was when you are training a professional athlete, most training facilities will have an athlete come in for the day. They'll do a force plate test, and then that kind of helps them determine what their load is going to be that day, right? Like, how intensely are we going to train this athlete based off of their output? Have they recovered? Are they moving well today? Do we need to scale up or down? And with KinoTech, before KinoTech, we were just relying solely on the coach's eye.
Which, yeah.
There are a few things that beat a coach's eye, like a really well-trained coach. But like you said, even somebody like Dr. Marty Miller, who's worked with professional athletes and all kinds of different human bodies, it's like there's things that the scan can pick up. There's things that the coach's eye can pick up. Having the combination of both is really powerful. But our vision was like, okay, if professional athletes are coming in and they're doing a force plate test before their workouts, well, how do we do that for, you know, a 75-year-old lady that
sure.
just wants to move? How do we deliver that? Well, we're not going to have them do a force plate test. And then from a programming standpoint, like how do we scale that up or down or whatever? Our original thinking was, well, it's movement quality based. And that was how our system worked. And that was one of the reasons why when I discovered KinoTech, I was like, well, the potential is there for us to basically take what professional athletes are getting, but even kind of better, I know I'm a little biased, but even better, deliver that to a 60-year-old, a 70-year-old, like that doesn't necessarily care about, hey, can I, you know, hit a baseball further or can I jump higher? It's like, no, I just want to move better
yeah.
and be pain-free. And when we had Marty on the podcast, one of the things that I think we were kind of already in this mindset from working with so many gyms, we're seeing this shift in the industry, especially I think because of GLP-1s too, where everybody's kind of getting away from promising weight loss.
Mm.
And the new focus is really on movement quality, strength, and longevity. And what came up with Marty was in order for you to be strong and to live a long life and have a lot of quality, movement quality is kind of the prerequisite for that. And I think that that's so cool because, like, I would say that both KinoTech and Semi Private Pro are kind of at the forefront of this movement, the shift that we're seeing in the industry.
The way that we see it very similarly is this category that can sometimes seem a little vague, but of wellness, where people are looking for biofeedback, whether that's VO2, body comp, and here in movement, they're looking for that information, not just in relationship to, say, losing weight or adding strength, but just living a healthier life for longer. And if you can't move well, you're not going to live well. We see the opportunity here to be that market leader in the movement space under that category of wellness, providing the same level of data and insight with the accessibility that, to your point, a professional athlete gets, but that doesn't need to be restricted. That should be available not just to every gym member. I think it should be available to every single person. I find it remarkable. One out of two Americans today suffers from a musculoskeletal injury or pain. And that number, as the baby boomer generation ages, is just going to go up. They're not all necessarily looking to run a marathon, but I bet all of them are looking to live pain-free. And they're looking for solutions, whether that's in a fitness center or a wellness facility, to mitigate that pain. And the first place that starts is collecting the data on the status quo so that you can provide personalized services to say, here's where you're at today. Here's your goal. Here's how we can deliver on that.
I think even the younger generation, just from the way that, you know, we've seen training evolve and get more scientific and yeah. really kind of there's a lot better training out there now and available. But that younger generation is already thinking ahead to, hey, when I'm 60, when I'm 70, like I want to be active. I want to be able to move and feel good and be pain free. And so they're even the younger generation is, I think, paying attention to these things too. It's not just the people that are already in pain that want to get out of it. It's like, no, I want to prevent that long term.
100%. And I think that that's sometimes an assumption that people make is, oh, well, the only people who care about movement are 50 plus or are already in pain. And you're seeing these demographic trends. So you look at it, a couple data points as to drinking among younger population, physical fitness among younger population. Yeah. These, it's already a shift in mindset to how do I be healthy today? How am I going to be healthy when I'm in 10 years, 20 years, et cetera? And monitoring that movement, especially when we're living more and more sedentary lives, hunched over our computers, these kind of day-to-day ways in which we're navigating, moving throughout the world, we don't think about it until it's too late. And that shift in mindset, I think, is already beginning, to your point.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity,
yeah.
do you guys have gyms that use KinoTech for like youth performance, youth athletics? I'm sure there's probably some people listening that do that.
And absolutely. So
just how, what's that look like for those gyms?
So a lot of the gyms that we work with are working with athletes ranging from the professional and collegiate level in high school all the way down to youth sports. And it's an expectation already for the parents of those, especially like up and coming, really kind of promising young athletes to be collecting that sort of data. So they will be using this one as a differentiator for their business so that when you contract with us, you're not just getting a run of the mill training, you're actually getting biofeedback, you're getting real data. And one of the ways that we do that is by using KinoTech. And they'll do team screenings on a regular basis. Yeah. They'll also use it in a return to play protocol. So let's make sure that that 13-year-old doesn't exacerbate an existing injury or make it any worse. The way that we're going to do that is a slow ramp by checking at regular intervals how they're moving and doing it not with the clinical eye, but by collecting data with KinoTech so they can really track that improvement.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, man. Well, I don't know if there's anything that like top secret that you guys got going on, but I'm just curious, like what's next for KinoTech? Like what's the future look like here for you guys?
So the big thing we're really excited about launching in the near future, really in a matter of weeks, are our sports reports. So the idea here is a lot of the time, or the way that movement, I think, assessments used to be is you'd be told, you know, about you do that overhead squat. This is what your ankle dorsiflexion is. This is your hip flexion. And that's great. But the question for the layperson is, well, A, what does that mean? B, why should I care? What does that have to do with my goal? And what we found was when we, in general, can contextualize the movement assessment with a goal, that's always going to make it that much more resonant to the individual. And oftentimes that goal is sports related. So now you'll be able to do a simple overhead squat in front of the KinoTech camera or tablet. And then we're providing a report that will say, well, here's how this impacts your golf game. Here's how this impacts your pickleball game. And so it's taking these otherwise abstract concepts that the person may not know or even have a reason to care about and say, if you care about your performance in these sports, this is why you should be thinking about that asymmetry or that compensation. And so whether it's facilities who actively have pickleball or golf or just are trying to find a way to get their populations to recognize the value of human movement, we see this as a game changer.
Yeah, I can see, I can definitely see the golf being a huge, like marketing tool come in for your, you know, your movement assessment. You know how golfers are, like you can take one stroke off their game, they'll pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The other thing that we're working on right now are, I mean, what, let me answer it like this. We're always thinking about how do we make this more accessible to the average person?
Yeah.
How do we take biomechanics and make this something that someone's going to care about? And so always exploring whether it's adding new sports reports. We just added our key findings report, which I'm really excited about because what it does is enables the facility to enter in the different services that they offer, personal training, small group class. And then based on the person's movement, we'll actually provide that coach with a talk track to say, hey, based off of the way that this person's moving, here's how you might want to speak about that offering. This is how you can make it resonate. So that person who sometimes feels a little awkward making the sale, or how do I actually sell personal training or make it relevant to this person? It's doing the work for you by connecting those dots. And all throughout the product, we've just continued to find what are ways that we can layer in AI to make this a little bit more understandable, accessible, and relevant to the end user who's probably never had their movement assessed before.
Yeah. I would say that the biggest benefit for us has been scalability. You know, we used to do an FMS screening once when somebody signed up. The problem was like, well, how do we have the capacity to go and do that screening again and again and again? And then what do we do with that information? And so people would come in and we would do it when we were onboarding them. And then that was the only time, and they'd be here for 10 years and never get another screening. And so for us, the biggest, you know, benefit is really the frequency at which we can scan our clients. Like they walk in to the gym. We do this quarterly now with our members that are existing members, and they come in before their workout. We have one or two screenings that we do from the tablet at the rack. We scan them. It updates, sends their scores to Semi-Private Pro. We launch their workout with their updated scores, and their workout now matches their current movement quality.
Exactly.
And like that would have been a huge manual process before. And then the clients, you can't get them to come in just for a movement screening. Like they're not going to do that. So the fact that we can do it if 5 minutes before their warm up and then send them into their workout is incredible, dude.
Well, one of the things that you're mentioning that I'm glad we're getting to that we hadn't talked about before is time and efficiency, which is often money on the floor. And so if we can trim 5 minutes here without sacrificing the quality of that assessment, that's real value that we can be providing to the staff and to the gym in of itself. So the fact that instead of 20 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it may be for that movement assessment, you're now able to get that done objectively in a visual way off of a device in a matter of 2 to 5 minutes, depending on how many movements you're doing, that in of itself can provide real value to someone. I have a lot of respect for FMS. I mean, they were true innovators in this space, but the challenge that we saw with it that I think we're looking to help is you were alluding to standardization. So what to one person may be a 2 is a 1 to someone else, is a 3 to someone else. How do you ensure that when someone walks into your gym, they're going to get the same experience and measurement regardless of the trainer that they see? That's one of the ways in which we're really trying to fill that void. But I think as importantly is, what does that score, that 2, mean to the average person? Like, so what? I don't know what to do with that. But if I can provide them with a report that actually spells out, this is what we saw, this is why we are recommending this service or this workout, now it feels a lot more actionable, it's personal, and less of this abstract, I have to figure out what you mean by a 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, and I think FMS is awesome, but very, we were talking about the education layer for the client, massive education layer for the coach,
oh,
right?
Sure.
And training and ability to come in, accurately assess somebody, and then translate that over to a client to say, okay, here's why we're doing this. One of the reasons why we built Semi-Private Pro, where it was like, it's movement pattern based, where I can watch a client do a squat, a very regressed squat. As a coach, I know what that's supposed to look like. And so I can go through a pretty simple checklist and say, the range of motion is good. There's no asymmetry here. They're not compensating anywhere. I can probably go ahead and test, like progress this person one step up and see how they do there. With FMS, it's like very difficult for a younger, inexperienced coach to go, okay, I know what this two means when it comes to 15 different movement patterns.
Sure.
And so the exercises are a little bit easier to for a coach to watch and then know, like, okay, I'm going to progress somebody. I think that combining that, the technology there and the visualization and all that is definitely helpful.
The challenge that I've seen there that I think is interesting that you're touching on is less knowing how to run the assessment, more now I have a human being in front of me who's paid for some service, or this is their first time in the gym. Now, how do I talk to them about that? I may have the most expert eye. I picked up on everything down to the degree of range of motion. But now I need to take that knowledge, that skill set accrued over years, and make this relevant to someone. And ideally, so relevant that they're going to sign up for something.
Yeah.
That's a skill set in of itself. And that's, I think, where we really provide that additional aid to the trainer. It's not a replacement. It's a tool to help you have those conversations you're trying to have already, or maybe not having at all, but being able to do so with the aid of reporting, visuals, numbers, and things like that. The other thing that comes to mind when you're talking about the education gap is with the golf report that I'm mentioning. Not everyone's TPI certified. Not everyone knows how to correlate someone's movement pattern to their golf swing. Now we're just bringing down that knowledge to the masses so that you don't really need to know. We're going to do the lift for you, provide that information. It's right on the page for you to talk to and be able to have that conversation, even if you yourself are not a golfer or certified.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, listen, dude, this has been great.
Thanks.
I love KinoTech. I love our relationship. And by the time everybody hears this, the Growth Summit will have been over. But hopefully everybody, if they hear this, they're not using KinoTech. How do they learn more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So KinoTech.com, that's the website. I'll even just give out my email, joey@kinotech.com, super easy, J-O-E-Y. And we've, like you said, it's been a great partnership. We have a passion for supporting trainers and growing gyms around the country. We'd love the opportunity to work with any of your listeners and all of the folks that we've got a chance to collaborate with that are existing customers of yours or vice versa. It's just been a really perfect fit, and there's no greater gratification for me than the conversation I get to have with those folks a year later where they're saying, man, this has really changed the way in which we're doing small group classes, personal training, and the overall elevation of the experience. So appreciate you having me on and the opportunity to talk to some of your listeners.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. That's all we got, and we'll see you in the next episode.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go a level deeper on the things that we talk about here, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. The podcast is where we have conversations about what's happening in the industry, but on YouTube, we go way deeper. We break down the frameworks, the strategies, and the systems that gym owners are using to build stronger businesses. We walk through examples, give you visuals and real-world scenarios so you can actually see how things work. So if you're serious about improving your gym and you want a more detailed breakdown beyond what we can cover in the podcast episode, head on over to our YouTube channel. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube, or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach, all one word. Hope to see you there, and take care.